where great music lives.
And that was Eric Clapton, of course. You've heard that millions of times, haven't you? From the Unplugged album, the modernized, I guess you would say, version of Layla. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And this week we have a theme. Not going to do that every week necessarily, but the theme this week is Eric Clapton, the song interpreter. We know him mainly as a guitarist, and a lot of people know him, well, we all know him as a singer and as a songwriter as well, although he does probably more covers than he has done his own songs. But he's not given, probably not given enough credit for his interpretation of some songs. He's really, I mean, some of them, we'll play them as the evening goes on, and it's kind of surprising. You kind of listen to the original and think, how in the world did he come up with the idea that he did? Layla is sort of an example of that. That's his own song, of course, that he wrote and recorded with Derek and the Dominoes back in 1970 in the souped-up rock kind of electric version, a faster version, with the piano outro and all that stuff. But he reinterpreted it for the Unplugged thing, so that was interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the original song that he reinterpreted recorded by the person who wrote it and did the original recording. And then after that, we'll play Eric's interpretation. The first time that it seems like he did that kind of thing was probably would have to have been with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, because with the Yardbirds, he didn't really, you know, they didn't actually even release that much material. And he was not a leader in the band, you might say. But with John Mayall, of course, who was the clear leader of the Blues Breakers, but Eric had a little bit of leeway, and he brought in a song called Ramblin' on My Mind by Robert Johnson. So let's listen to the original by Robert Johnson and then the John Mayall and the Blues Breakers version.
Thank you.
Was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, featuring Eric Clapton, that one album that they made together. And that was Eric's interpretation of the Robert Johnson song, Ramblin' on My Mind. And first, before that, we heard the original version recorded by Robert Johnson himself. And so that wasn't, you know, too much of a stretch. I mean, it was pretty faithful to the original, but certainly a somewhat different interpretation. Move up a year or two to Cream. And, you know, what happened with Cream was, as we said in previous weeks, Jack Bruce and Pete Brown wrote some songs, and Ginger Baker did a little bit of writing, but all the blues songs were pretty much brought in by Eric Clapton. So he didn't really do that much writing. He wrote a couple of things, but he just basically brought in these Robert Johnson songs and Skip James and, you know, what have you. So one of them, of course, is Crossroads. And he knew we would eventually have to play the one of the versions of Crossroads, if we're going to call the show Crossroads every week, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play that. I know the classic rock radio stations play this all the time, but it's the original Cream version from Wheels of Fire, recorded at the Fillmore. He's done many, many different versions of it, you know, all kinds of interpretations, slower, faster, reggae, all kinds of things. But this is the one that's best known, and I think it's just interesting when you listen to the Robert Johnson version and compare it with Eric's version, and you think, how did a teenage kid listen to this record in the first place and find interest in it, and then how did he come up with the idea to interpret it the way that he did? So let's listen to Robert Johnson first, and then we'll hear Cream. Thank you.
pass me by. We'll be right back. the crossroads, believe I'm sinking down.
Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
Yeah, that's Cream. So that was Clapton's reinterpretation of the Crossroad Blues from Robert Johnson, who only made two records because he died really, really young. So that's it kind of illustrates how fairly radically Clapton can reinterpret just a simple blues song, completely change the feel, the guitar lick and everything, not just including the guitar solo, but the actual lick. So that's a good example of what a song interpreter he is, even before he became much of a writer. But we're going to carry on now with a break that we do for about a minute and a half. But right after that, we're going to play a J.J. Cale song and the Eric Clapton reinterpretation of it. So give us about a minute.
Hello.
Hello there, dear listener.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Weekly Feed. Each week, we spotlight the songs that are making the most noise across music blogs and sit down with some of our favorite artists. Sonic Youth, The Hold Steady, Pearl Jam, R.E.M., Theophilus London, Mumford & Sons, they're all part of the show. So check us out this week on the Weekly Feed. Fridays at midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from Computer Images Web, LLC, a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images Web also designs websites compatible with mobile devices. More information on Computer Images Web, LLC's services available at computerimagesweb.com.
If you missed one of WNTI's recent programs like Value This, Contours, or E-Town, you can now listen to them anytime through the WNTI podcast page. Visit WNTI.org and click on the podcast link on the homepage. You will find a complete listing of WNTI's available podcasts and instructions on how to subscribe to them. This service is supported in part by the continued financial support from our members. Thank you.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chill and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on laid back. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
simulate some action. We don't get some satisfaction. We don't find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
Oh, after midnight, we gon' lay it all hang down.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight, we gon' shake your tambourine.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight. So go be peaches and cream.
After midnight, after midnight.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we gon' let it all hang down. Shake your tambourine.
We'll shake your tambourine. We'll shake your tambourine.
After midnight, so gonna be peaches and
we'll shake your tambourine. We'll shake your tambourine.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
And that's Eric Clapton with J.J. Cale's After Midnight. And before that, we heard the original version from the album Naturally from J.J. Cale, the writer of that song. So that's the way Eric interpreted it. Sort of sped it up, but he added some guitar and things like that. Fast forward a bunch of years into, I don't know, I guess the probably sometime in the 80s when interpretation of the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin came out. And Eric Clapton reinterpreted a song by Elton John called Border Song. So let's hear Elton John's version first.
Oh, let Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter. He has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line. Brand of people who ain't my kind. The wind has
That was Elton John's border song. I should say Elton John and Bernie Taupin's border song, because that was on the 1991 release, Two Rooms, celebrating the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Of course, that was Eric Clapton reinterpreting the pretty much gospel version that Elton John had actually originally written, and it appeared on his eponymous album, Elton John, released in 1970, which is his second album, but third, depending upon how you count them, because we're in the United States. I guess it was the second. So that just, what a different interpretation from the gospel kind of slow version with all the chorus in the background. And then Eric did a sort of a shuffle kind of a thing and sped it up a little bit. Really interesting the way he interprets the songs. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to play what is probably my favorite example of how Eric is a master at reinterpreting other artists' songs, and we're going to play a Bob Dylan number for you. First, we'll play Bob Dylan and then Eric Clapton. So we'll take a break and come right back.
Two, three, four!
How you doing, everybody? This is John Lewis, host of The Boss Hour. If you're looking for the promised land, tune in to The Boss Hour, Saturdays at 11.
I'm a man when I believe in a promised land. Stand on. Come on, boy, stand on.
An hour of live recordings, rare interviews, and just a lot of fun here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The not-for-profit, community-supported garden at Genesis Farm in Blairstown offers members weekly or bi-weekly shares of freshly harvested, organically grown vegetables, herbs, flowers, and fruit. Full year and half year shares are available right now. Information by phone at 908-362-7486 or csgardeninfo@gmail.com. More information is also available at the website www.csgatgenesisfarm.com.
The Little Brook Nursing and Convalescent Home will host a free public education program by the Alzheimer's Association of Greater New Jersey entitled Communication, the Key to Understanding Alzheimer's Behaviors, Tuesday, May 27th at Little Brook, location at 78 Slyker Road in Califon, New Jersey. For more information, call 908-832-2220.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby. so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Thank you. walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, yeah. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, baby, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. No, but don't think twice. Don't think twice. It's all right.
Wow. Eric Clapton with Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. That just is so mesmerizing. From the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration recorded at Madison Square Garden. And before that, we heard the original version of that from the freewheeling Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. We're probably most familiar with the Peter, Paul, Mary version, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I think. I don't know, which is closer to Bob's original. But Eric took it to a completely different place, of course, not just with the guitar playing, but the whole arrangement was, of course, very different, a completely different meter and everything, like a 6-8 thing instead of 4-4. So great song interpreter. Not so much an English interpreter, though. We don't have a lot of time left. I guess what I'm going to try to do is go back to some Jimi Hendrix, because right around the time that Jimi died in 1970, Derek and the Dominoes and Eric were working on their first and actually only studio album. And so they reinterpreted this song.
Sad. She comes to me
Yeah, that was Little Wing by Derek and the Dominoes. I don't know if it was as much Eric Clapton's interpretation as Bobby Whitlock. It could have been both. But anyway, Jimmy had just died in September, and they were in the middle of recording that album, and they did that because, you know, in honor of Jimmy. So another example of the great interpretation abilities of Eric Clapton. This is 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you've been listening to Crossroads, an era of Eric Clapton. And we've had a theme tonight of Eric Clapton, the song interpreter. So once in a while, we'll do themes like that. Hey, before any further ado, I want to just say goodnight to... So that's a good night to Mimi, if you couldn't tell. So we're going to fire up some Slinky from the first Eric Clapton album, his first solo album. Hey, we just want to tell you about tomorrow. Kathy Moser will be live in the studio with Mel in the 8 o'clock hour. So we're looking forward to that very much. What else can I tell you about? The E-Town tonight. I got to just fire this up, and I'll tell you who's on E-Town tonight. I love the E-Town show. I like the... awards that they give out. But tonight, the special guests will be Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Nellie Mackay. So I love those guys. So after that, Mike the Hippie will take you through the midweek jam with his Bob, Bob, Bob and all the other funky, cool stuff he plays. And after that, we can expect some insanity from Keller's Cellar with Keller Williams. And that'll take you right into the 1 o'clock hour. So I'm your host, Gary Ault, again. Just thrilled to be bringing you this Eric Clapton show, Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we'll just let Eric fade out for us into the 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, I bid you a good night and a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.